I'm Maura Bennett with the Southeast Regional Ag Report. Members of the House Agriculture Committee are gathering information as they investigate the implications of electric vehicle investments for agriculture and rural America. The full Ag Committee heard from witnesses from the auto and ethanol industries and utilities about the future of electrified transportation. Lincoln Wood is the Electrification Policy Manager at Southern Company in Atlanta. Wood explained what steps electric utility companies are taking to prepare for additional demand on the grid.
In particular, at Georgia Power, we have a $1.3 billion grid investment plan, looking at the grid holistically to figure out how we can increase its reliability, because electric vehicles are not the only reason to make investments into the grid, whether it be severe weather, whether it be cyber concerns. The renewables or energy efficiency, utilities are constantly looking at the electric grid to upgrade or make more resilient for all these reasons.
Matthew Loffridge with the Terry Reed Auto Group in Cartersville, Georgia, testified on behalf of the National Automobile Dealers Association, saying the largest barrier to entry for consumers is education. A representative of the Renewable Fuels Association said electric vehicles pose a challenge for rural and agriculture operations because of the costs and time required for recharging. However, Lincoln Wood with Southern Company testified he drove an electric vehicle from Atlanta to D.C., stopping to recharge four times, each time for just 30 minutes, at no cost. This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.